welcome to the third video in our series about how to use Skype Meeting Broadcast. In this video, we'll explore the various participants' roles and their responsibilities, and see how to successfully start and manage your event. Skype Meeting Broadcast includes different roles that come with their own capabilities for delivering, participating in, or attending a broadcast. The producer manages the meeting sources, such as audio, video, and PowerPoint decks, records the event, and posts the recording for on-demand video viewing. The producer must be running the Skype for Business client with the September 2015 update installed in order to manage a Skype meeting broadcast. The organiser creates the meeting request and invites attendees. They also review meeting reports. Team members participate during the meeting as presenters or speakers. And finally, attendees are the viewers or audience members who watch the event online. Quite often, the same person will fulfil multiple roles. For instance, the meeting organiser might also act as a producer or presenter. In this video, we'll learn about the activities and actions that the producer of an event needs to be familiar with. To be the producer of a broadcast event, you need to be running the Skype for Business client with the September 2015 update installed. At this stage, you, or the event organiser, if you didn't organise it yourself, have successfully scheduled and customised the event. The meeting request has been sent out to your audience through an Outlook calendar request with the join link to your event, and now the event date has arrived. First, you need to join the broadcast and carry out some preparation steps so that you're ready to present when the event begins. Open the join link, which you can find in your meeting invitation or in the scheduling portal. Tap or click Sign In as Event Team Member. This will open up a Skype meeting instance with all of Skype's familiar controls and functionality. Verify that the audio is working properly. For best quality, make sure that you're using a Certified for Skype for Business audio device. Use the Present icon to upload any PowerPoint decks that will be presented during the meeting. Connect live feeds from any camera sources. You can just use the video call icon to use your laptop webcam, but a better camera is recommended to match the high quality output of the broadcast. Simply plug in a USB camera to get a video source, or use a Magewell HDMI to USB converter to convert an HDMI feed. This lets you convert a desktop sharing feed from another laptop. If you have multiple feeds in your meeting, such as PowerPoint decks, video feeds, and audio feeds, you can activate a particular feed by right-clicking it and choosing Make Active. You can have one feed providing audio and another providing video at the same time. For example, you might want to have your audience hear the presenter but see a PowerPoint deck. You can mute and unmute video and audio feeds by right-clicking them and selecting Mute or Unmute. Be sure to mute any unwanted audio sources to eliminate excess noise. Notice that here the video feed is now highlighted in blue and the PowerPoint feed isn't. That means that the PowerPoint feed isn't active anymore. You can also change which feed is displayed on screen or display more than one feed at a time with the Layouts buttons. Now both of the feeds are active and highlighted in blue. When all of your pre-event checks are done and you're ready to begin, tap or click Start Broadcast, tap or click to confirm, and start broadcasting. During the event itself, you can switch between multiple feeds and layouts, and mute and unmute feeds, in the same way as we've just seen, so you can always control what your attendees see and hear throughout the broadcast. When you're ready to stop the broadcast, tap or click the Stop Broadcast button, then tap or click to confirm. A note of caution. Don't try to pause the broadcast with the Stop the Broadcast button. You won't be able to start it again. Now that you've learned how to start and manage your Skype meeting broadcast, we recommend you watch the final video in our series. It explains how to publish or download a recording of your event, and how to pull insightful metrics and reports on the event's activities. Thank you for watching.